into the mountains to sit and think of you a while. And all the memories grew stronger with each passing mile, just like the one where I'm waking to smells of winter drawing. To the California border, just off of Highway 41. Your cabin stood down by the river in the autumn sun. If I imagine I am with you, where winter seems to last all year, to swear that I can hear sweet November morning. Sun is in your eyes. I love the way you hold me in the sweet November off of Highway 41. I found you waiting like the sweet November sun. Sweet November morning. Sun is in your eyes. I love the way you hold me in the sweet sweet November morning light, in the sweet November morning. Sweet November morning, sweet November morning.
You're listening to In the Name of God from Kingdom Come Trust in Belfast, Northern Ireland, an international faith-based show comprising music, news and interviews from all over the world.
Hi, I'm Raymond McCulloch. Welcome to our 18th In the Name of God show. With music for you today from California, Missouri and Maine, USA, and from Northern Ireland. And we continue our interview with Herb Marshall, originally from here in Northern Ireland, but now living in Mexico. We also have our usual faith-based news feature, Red News International. Thanks once again for your encouraging email responses to our show. We do appreciate them. From now on, though, you will need to email us directly at Kingdom Come Trust, not using our page on the UCR website, unfortunately. The reason for that is that UCR have been getting serious hacker attacks on their system through emails. So send your responses to raymond@kingdomcome.uk. That's raymond@kingdomcome.uk. or you can use the contact form on our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. If you're really enjoying the programme, you can listen again on our website or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Perhaps you'd also be kind enough to do a review of it in your local iTunes store. You'll find the ING link in the name of God on our website under podcasts. We started the show today with a song from California band Kaidmon called Sweet November Morning. And there's more great music coming up shortly. But first, let me introduce my guest again for this week, Herb Marshall. Herb used to run a very successful business here in Northern Ireland until his struggle with homosexual temptation became public knowledge. He lost his marriage, his business, and came close to ending his own life due to the extreme pressure of gossip, judgment, and lies about him, mainly from those evangelical Christians who'd previously been his customers and friends. He survived, though, and learned through his experience how to forgive and to minister to others in need. Perhaps the most painful part of that experience was losing contact with his son and daughter for 4 years. I asked him how those relationships have been restored.
What's your relationship now with your two children, your son?
Well, it was really very strange. The day before his wedding, he invited me out for lunch. And, of course, you know how busy a day before the wedding is. Mm. And that lunch went into 5 hours. And it was really strange of both how the Lord took us down a very similar path of getting a relationship with the Lord. Because unfortunately, in the Christian world, it's not relational, it's religiousness. And sometimes I think that it's so, so sad that people miss out on that. Not that I would wish to go through the journey again and the pain to find out my relationship with Jesus Christ at this day. But God wants out of our pain, he wants to make lemonade out of us, not lemon. And going back to just when the whole thing was happening, I had people who had come to me and said to me, "Are you still a Christian after what those people did to you?" And I said, "But it's nothing to do with them. It's about God. It's my relationship with Jesus Christ that matters, not what people say about me. It's what God thinks of me, not what people think about me." And how I got through it was because of my grounding in the Word and loving God, but not being able to realise who I was in Jesus Christ. I was only actually going one time to a Freedom in Christ course that I really learnt who I was in Jesus Christ.
The Lord has used you since to help other people in those similar circumstances to yourself and other broken circumstances.
It's just a very privileged thing to have in life, and I just thank God that he has entrusted me with different people's lives that I have been able to help and to walk with them, encourage them, so that they could have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I think that that to me has been just such a beautiful job, going through the pain at the first, because God prepares us in advance the work that he has for us to do.
But you've been able to help people who are maybe at the same crossroads you were at, who maybe had the same, maybe I should just end it, and you've been able to bring them through that in one or two cases anyway?
There's been a lot of people. You know, the Lord has used me through my whole life, and I just say, Lord, I'm available for whatever. I don't look for people. People come into my life that is divine appointments. That, to me, is just beautiful. And when God entrusts us with a person, to me, that is the most sacred thing that we could do, not to abuse them, not to reject them.
You have a very strong feeling about that because of your own rejection.
That's right. Well, people that have been brought up in a Christian family and things, and they have been rejected for where they've fallen, that is very, very painful. But God doesn't reject us, so why have we any right in our lives to reject another human being that God loves? We all have to stand up in front of God someday.
Your love for me encircling, your spirit surrounding, breathe life in me encompassing the wealth of your glory. Ceaseless wonders in you. Beauty and majesty, I live my life in all of you. Deep calls to you.
Beautiful worship song there from Jennifer Haycraft from Missouri, USA, and The Mystery of You.
Bread News International.
In this bulletin, Palestinian Zionist organization is born, and new study links breast cancer to the A word. Is anyone listening? Jerry McCulloch reports.
Report from the Coalition on Abortion Stroke Breast Cancer. A study in the journal Cancer Epidemiology reports that Sri Lankan women with abortions more than tripled their breast cancer risk, 3.42 odds ratio. Abortion was the most significant factor in the study. Researchers found a significantly reduced risk associated with prolonged duration of breastfeeding and a nearly tripled increased risk from exposure to passive smoking. The study entitled Prolonged Breastfeeding Reduces Risk of Breast Cancer in Sri Lankan Women, a case-controlled study, was led by Malintha De Silva and colleagues from the University of Colombo. Among women who breastfed between 12 to 23 months, researchers found a 66.3% risk reduction in comparison to those who had never breastfed and those who had breastfed between 0 and 11 months. The risk reduction climbed to 87.4% for the 24 to 35 months group and 94% for the 36 to 47 months group. Obviously, women who abort forfeit the protection effect of breastfeeding, said Karen Mellick, president of the coalition. The loss of that protective effect is incurred in addition to the effect of abortion, leaving the breasts with more places for cancers to start. According to the researchers, mammography is not widely available for routine screening in Sri Lanka. Therefore, health professionals must emphasize disease prevention. It is criminal that the US National Cancer Institute, NCI, has covered up this risk for over half a century. Uncle Sam is abusing women by concealing the risk. The Sri Lankan study is the fourth epidemiological study in 14 months to report an abortion-breast cancer link, including studies from the US, China and Turkey. Louise Brinton, an NCI branch chief, served as co-author in the US study, in which she and her colleagues admitted that induced abortion and oral contraceptive use were associated with increased risk of breast cancer. The authors cited a statistically significant 40% increased risk. It's becoming increasingly difficult for the NCI to keep its fingers and toes in the dike, said Malik, especially since many researchers in other parts of the world do not depend on the agency for grants.
Palestinian Zionist organization is born. Yet another Palestinian believer in Yeshua finds he really does love the Jewish state. Report from Israel Today's Ryan Jones. Not all Palestinians hate Israel. In fact, a surprising number either have no problem with Israel at all, or even love the Jewish state. Some of these brave Palestinians are coming out of the closet, rejecting the charges of their brethren that Israel is a repressive entity that has stolen their land. One Arab supporter of Israel, Elias Issa, went so far as to mark a nation's 62nd Independence Day by launching the Palestinian Zionist Organization, PZO. Like others before him, Issa says his view of Israel changed drastically when he came to faith in Yeshua, Jesus. "A few years ago I got to know Yeshua and he changed my life completely," Issa told Israel Today.
More information on these and other brand new stories at kingdomcome.org.uk/news.
This is Paul and Beulah Shields from here in Northern Ireland, UK, and Arise. Lovely. In the final part of our interview, I asked Herb about his work now with the church in Mexico.
If someone's listening to this and they're in that situation, maybe right now, of absolute desperation, of feeling my life's at an end, I have nowhere to turn, my Christian friends are disowning me or don't understand, would you be willing to hear from those people or email or Skype? Or, I know you do all this on Skype, you talk to people who are watching.
Well, communication, I live in Mexico. With communication now, it's not a problem that anyone can contact me, anyone can come.
That'd be great.
Because the fact is that at that stage that I didn't have anyone but God, and I had a few people who, I look back and it's so funny when I think I had one friend who was an undertaker. He used to come visit me every day for a cup of coffee. He thought he was going to get some
business.
But because of where I'd come from and where I loved the Lord and had been honest with people,
yeah.
My relationship with God isn't what it is today, because I have learned so much from that time, and I never thought that I would be doing what I'm doing today.
We're in Mexico now, so what are you actually doing today?
You know, when I hear some people, I'm bored with life, I sometimes say to people, I just wish I had 5 minutes to be bored, because I have people that I work with that come to talk to me, end up, we get the word of God out, and we just show that where God is taking them, now what we're here for in life, what is our purpose in life, and showing them God's love, that they're more interested. I always think that God has a sense of humor because he gave me one, because the fact is that, when I show them and show them love, they're thirsty. They're wanting to know more. They're wanting to know more.
The people in Mexico, you're in Puerto Vallarta on the Pacific coast, a beautiful place if you want to go for a holiday. And
sitting here freezing.
Have loads of money to spend. The snow outside the window here as we speak. Those people don't have, they're not too well off. They don't live in Northern Ireland standard, do they?
No, and it's really, I looked to them as a millionaire in the sense because I happen to...
Which you're not, of course.
No. This is it. My testimony to the world's eyes is from riches to rags.
Right.
But in the Lord's eyes, it's from rags to riches.
Praise the Lord. Herbie, just thank you so much. I think that means a lot.
Thank you.
We finished the show today with a beautiful lament from a band called Perpetual Emotion in Maine, USA. This is Lily. Thank you. You've been listening to In the Name of God from Kingdom Come Trust in Belfast, Northern Ireland. If you would like to contribute to this ministry, go to the partner page under radio on the Kingdom Come Trust website. That's www.kingdomcome.org.uk. You can make a monthly contribution or a one-off gift there. Join us again next week for more music, news, and an interview with Mustafa Rezvani, a fanatical Iranian Muslim who has now become an equally fanatical follower of Jesus Christ. Slán agus banna dia. Bye and God bless.